Well, the US Senate votes to confirm President Barack Obama's nominee, Chuck Hagel, as the next defense secretary. Hagel won 58 votes against 41, with four Republicans joining Democrats in backing Obama's nominee. The vote ended a controversial fight over the president's choice for his second-term national security team. Republicans opposed the former 12-year Republican senator, casting him as out of the mainstream and overly critical of Israel. But Democrats stood together for the Vietnam War veteran. Hagel will succeed Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, who is stepping down after 4 years as CIA director and Pentagon chief. The vote came just hours after Republicans dropped their delaying tactics and allowed the nomination to move forward. To discuss this more, I'm joined from Washington by Michael Maloof, former Pentagon official. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Maloof, Hagel has become Secretary of Defense against the backdrop of Israeli opposition. What do you think the Israeli lobby is afraid of, and how does that mix with Israel?
Well, I think they have a misconception of Mr. Hagel. Hagel is going to follow the administration line, but I think also Hagel reflects and represents what the Obama administration really wants to do, and that is to have more negotiations with Iran. I think he feels that the Obama administration feels that the negotiations are still possible over the whole nuclear issue. And not only Hagel, but I think the appointment of John Kerry as the new Secretary of State reflect that. Both gentlemen have had war experience. They know what war is like, and I think that that is their last option. And I think that they probably feel that that a commitment to Israel will continue from the U.S. standpoint. But I think that they also believe that the tables need to be more balanced in terms of working with Iran on the whole nuclear question, short of a military activity.
And of course, how much will the U.S. military strategy change under Hagel, taking into consideration cuts in the Defense Ministry's budget?
Well, this is part of the problem. The economic reality is, and we're just about ready to go into sequester, it's going to be tremendous cuts in the U.S. military. So the ability to respond in any military activity in the Middle East for now, I think, is going to be highly questionable. Besides that, I think the American people really have had enough of military or wars in the Middle East. But there's also a question of whether we're able to even conduct anything like that. And I think the answer is that they're going to be very, very cautious before they decide to do any kind of military option. And I think there's a lot of pressure being placed on Israel to follow suit and not to go at it alone. Israel really cannot do it alone without U.S. help. And the U.S. has basically signaled that it really doesn't have the stomach to, at this point, to undertake a military option that Israel is so interested in. And I think there is room for negotiation, as your previous reports have shown.
Indeed. Many thanks, sir, to Michael Maloof, former Pentagon official from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.